Yeah, dude.
Okay, we're going. Well, I really don't know how. Just plug it in.
Plug it in to go.
You were talking to me about turtles.
About turtles, and we've got terrapins. Now, a terrapin don't never grow about, I never seen one about 6-8 inches long. And then they all boxed in and throw themselves up.
Are there other names for terrapins?
Well, a lot of people call it all animals like that, terrapins. And the gopher is a land animal. You know, you don't go in the water. Most all the mothers go in the water sometime or the other. They have to be able to get out of it, drown.
But the gopher. Is there a small kind of thing you find in freshwater streams? Got little claws?
Bit of crawfish.
Mm-hmm. They get them down here?
Yeah, a bit of crawfish. Not as plentiful to have them, but they're all down here. They're good fish bait. They're not really big enough to eat.
There's a kinds of insects around here a lot. Up on the window there that get attracted to the light. What kind of things are there?
Let's see.
That's kind of names for other names for moths and things like that.
Well, that's just a moth, I guess. I'm going to call them camouflage. Just kind of lamp camouflage. Most of them just call them moths. This kind of covers all classes of them.
Yeah. If you had one, how would you say that it's one?
It's a moth.
And two?
Just a bunch of moths.
There's a thing that flies around with a light in its tail at night.
A firefly. Like lightning bug.
Any other names for that?
That's why I was calling firefly and lightning bug. You call them lightning bug when they're firefly.
There's a long, thin-bodied insect. It's got a little beak and two pairs of shiny wings that hovers around damn places. It eats an awful lot of mosquitoes and things like that. You know some names for it?
A dirt dubber.
A what now?
Dirt dubber. As far as eat mosquitoes. Well, that'd be a dragonfly. Skeeter hawk.
What's more, which word do they use mostly to call it down here?
They call it skeeter hawks. And the dirt dabber just stayed around wet places and dive in dirt.
Are there any other names for it?
The skeeter hawk or the dirt dabber?
For the skeeter hawk?
So they call them dragonflies. Yeah.
Sometimes people say it's a warning that snakes are nearby.
Don't know about that.
No? You ever hear the term snake doctor? No. Now what was this other one you were talking about?
That's a dirt dabber. Usually around mud and everything, they'd be in there, they got long bodies and
dirt
real thin waist. They pick the mud up out and they dab the nest up on wood, wooden houses and barns.
Is that a stinging insect?
No, he don't sting.
No?
Dirt dabber don't sting. You know how a stinger.
I've heard of a mud dab, a wasp. Is that the same thing?
Probably is, because a wasp can sting you, but a dirt dabber won't.
What other kind of stinging insects do you know?
You got the wasp and the yellow jackets and some hornets.
You look around. Good.
And then you got the pippin-wicket hornet too. I guess the yellow jackets live in the ground. Some of your hornets make their own nest and little pepper-looking nest. And then I think some of the hornets live in the ground too. Then you got several varieties of wasps. You got black ones and red ones.